Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Keep collecting some of your responses on the text 248-539-9797. Are you watching the playoffs without the Lions? Because people claim they didn't the last couple years. Are you watching without the Lions? And we've spotlighted a wide open field, all these contenders, all these great storylines. We even threw out who you want the Super Bowl matchup to be. Some good responses coming in. We also have some audio I think you're going to want to hear. It's praise for the Pistons from an unlikely source. 920 will play that for people.
Finally, a little respect.
How about that?
I'm going to throw something at you guys that I just discovered here.
Yeah.
Because I was looking up the QB win total list and trying to figure out where Allen ranks all time in terms of wins without a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
But I ran it. So the 49ers, if they win against the Eagles, will be the first NFL team ever to win 40 playoff games. That seems low. I fact checked it. It's right.
Okay.
How many did New England win?
Well, they've got to be really close because Tom Brady has 35 playoff wins. He almost has more playoff wins than any team.
30, because of if he's got 35, and well, they went to the oh, that's right. Yeah. So some of them were with the Bucs.
30 were with the Patriots.
They went to Super Bowl 20.
Yeah, they played the 85 Bears, right?
So they would have had...
They had two that year,
I think. They also lost to Favre in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
they're close.
Yeah, I just didn't want to get too far away from what we were doing. If I just throw
that's a wild stat, yeah.
That's GOAT. That's why he is absolute GOAT.
Well, we brought up he's not in this playoffs and Mahomes not in this playoffs. So I think that's going to add a little bit of layer of intrigue that anybody could win this thing. And in fact, that's what a ticket texter says. He says, I thought about not watching, but since Mahomes isn't in, I'm all the way in. I'm watching every game. That's from Thomas. Another one says, guys, the most entertaining Super Bowl for me, this is RJ in Grand Rapids, would be L.A. against L.A. The Michigan connections, Harbaugh, Stafford, plus they're playing in California in the Bay Area. The Battle of L.A. for the Super Bowl.
I don't want any part of that.
Okay.
No.
It does look like Allen has the most playoff wins without ever making a Super Bowl.
Josh does currently.
Now, the only other person ahead of him is Otto Graham, but there wasn't a Super Bowl.
Thanks, Tony. Anyway, we're going to talk about the Pistons and some praise from an unlikely source coming up in about 15 minutes. John's
didn't
got.
Did he play till he was like 50?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he did. Who's a Northwestern, Northwestern grad, right?
No.
Go Cats. Get a little Jamie in here.
I think he played until he was like bald and had just like the ring of hair, but he may have been like 34 at that point.
Could be, yes. Yes.
935, offensive coordinator carousel. We've got a baker's dozen, a bunch of names, yay or nay for the Lions offensive coordinator. Before we do all that, John, you have what I think is an interesting question. It's more interesting today than ever before. What do you do if you're one of these college quarterbacks in the NFL draft? You called it the Moore Mendoza conundrum.
Yeah, and it's if you're a college quarterback And we know Mendoza won the Heisman. They're still competing for a national title. Same thing with Dante Moore, competing for a national title. One will continue past this weekend, but who's it going to be? Those guys are right now projected to be the top two quarterbacks taken in the draft. If they both come out, they both have eligibility. If you're coming out, and I'm going to throw one more wrinkle at you. If Fernando Mendoza is coming out and he is going to go one or two, Dante Moore one or two, do you want to go to the Raiders and do you want to go to the Jets? Or with Dante, and I think this is more of a Dante Moore question, do you stay in one more year and hope that it's not a dumpster fire of an organization? Now, if you're taking, you know, number one or number two in the draft, chances are it's a dumpster fire organization. It, yeah. Not every year do you have, you know, the Peyton Manning, and then all of a sudden, hey, Indianapolis, they're a dumpster fire on the field for a year, and then they get Andrew Luck, right? I don't know that there's going to be one of those teams next year, and you wouldn't want to gamble on that.
Right.
But are you just gambling that you don't want to go to the Jets? You don't want to be the second quarterback taken, and it's not an Aaron Glenn situation. This is just a New York Jets issue. So, would you stay in one more year and take the money that these college quarterbacks are making?
That's the change. That's why this is a different conversation. In the past, you'd have guys, yeah, but do you want to be a Cleveland Brown? Well, it's your only way to make serious money. Mm-hmm. You can make millions staying in college now. And like I think of last year, Quinn Ewers is a great example of a quarterback that could have made more money staying in college.
Right, yeah, a later round draft pick.
Yeah, and I think those guys, it's a tougher call. I think if you're one of the top guys, you got to go. Because you just can't decide where you want to play. It's going to be bad teams next year and bad teams the year after that. That's kind of the way it works. Mm-hmm. If you're picking one or two, you're probably a mess. Like the Raiders, how many coaches are they still paying, John?
Well, it's funny you say that because they are still paying Antonio Pierce. And this is going into next year. They're going to be paying Antonio Pierce, Josh McDaniels, John Gruden is still being paid by the Raiders, and Pete Carroll. And then you throw in Chip Kelly as the highest paid coordinator who only made it half the year, plus the new coach.
So if you get drafted by them, they just did one and done with Pete Carroll, you may have a new coach a year into your career. And with the Jets, it's the same risk because it's the New York market. Hasn't gone well on the field record-wise in year one for Aaron Glenn, and there's a bunch of reasons for that. But if you have a new coach because they don't give him a third year, these are toxic situations. But, John, it's going to be toxic next year and the year after and the year after. You're better off getting a four-year guaranteed commitment as a first-round pick, and you're one step closer to the ultimate second contract, yeah, which is where you make the most of your money in the NFL.
So the wrinkle that we didn't talk about before, and Tom, I'd love to get your take on this as well. If you're the Raiders, you got the number one overall pick, you're looking for a head coach, and you're like, well, you know what? Hey, we're going to take Fernando Mendoza. Do you throw a money bag at Kirk Cignetti?
I don't know about that. And some people don't think he's a fit for the NFL.
Oh, I agree. I would not. I'm raising that question because this is what the Raiders do. Wouldn't it be the most Raider thing to do?
Yeah, didn't they hire Lane Kiffin back in the day?
Is that one of his stops? Yeah, I think it was.
It was. Al Davis was still there at the time.
Mm-hmm. It'd be fun. I just don't know how he would rub off on NFL players.
Right.
It would be... I don't think it would work. But we're talking about the Raiders. And I just mentioned all of the coaches that they're paying. Why not throw money at Kirk Cignetti and say, hey... You got familiarity with the quarterback. He can hit the ground running. We don't want to have any of those, rookie trying to learn a new offense, right, trying to do all these things. And we're just going to bring quarterback and coach along.
248-539-9797. Tech says, guys, dumb question. If you're going to be a top three pick, you go into the draft. You don't risk injury. You take the guaranteed money. You don't risk falling mid to late in a future draft. Silly, silly question.
I think the only reason this is a question is if you're Dante Moore. Because there are a lot of NFL execs that are trying to encourage guys to stay longer in college football to develop more. He's not to develop more, but to develop further.
Yes.
He's got 2 years of eligibility. And I don't see him falling off, especially in Dan Lanning's offense and everything that the risk is injury. But these guys all have insurance policies as well.
But I think if you're Dante Moore, you convince yourself I could be the number one pick. Like, I know everybody's talking up Mendoza, sure. But first of all, I could beat him on the field better. This week. But yeah, I'll test extremely well. I'll interview well. I'll make a compelling case. I could go number one. If I have a chance to go number one overall, I'm sorry to Dan Lanning and to Oregon and the developmental case. I got to start my pro career now because this is as good as it's going to get.
But if you are the one taken by the Jets, how many times have we seen quarterbacks that we thought were very promising? Now, there's no sure thing. But would you be ruined by an organization and then have to go the long route and hopefully the Sam Darnold route or the Baker Mayfield route?
Yeah, where it's a rocky road.
Yeah. And I mean, Baker's on his third team.
Yeah. And he was borderline out of the league at one point, remember? Mm-hmm. I mean,
he was running a punt demo team.
Yeah. 248-539-9797.
Actually, that was in Carolina, right? So he's on his fourth
team. Yeah, fourth team because he's with the Rams, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the phones. Let's get to Roy first. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, y'all. I've been a Raiders fan since 1974, the year before they won their first Super Bowl. I am still a Lions fan. That was my dad's favorite team. So as a Raiders fan that's realistic, they are not a quarterback away from even making the playoffs. And I truly don't think Mendoza or the other guy are going to be that all-in, be-in guy for a first-round pick. What they need to do is, because everyone else needs a quarterback too, there's very few that are like, that's the position we're not looking for. Take the bait for the money, the draft picks, the whatever that they can use this year and next year only. Don't go 2029, because they need line help on both sides. They've been burnt with their corners. They've been injured in places where, you know, it's unimaginable all the things they've done to win three games. But don't take the quarterback and get, and I don't mean Baker Mayfield, but a guy with that much experience that's relatively healthy, that knows how to command a huddle, has respect from everything that makes next year maybe 9-8, 8-9, 7-10, whatever.
Yeah, but then the risk there, Roy, and I get what you're saying. The risk is then, okay, let's say they put a Band-Aid on the quarterback and win 7-8-9 games next year. They're not going to be in a position to draft a franchise guy. I also don't want them to take someone for the sake of taking them, but if Mendoza and Moore grade out well, you don't delay taking a franchise quarterback for the mystery box that could be a pick you never get again.
Yeah, but if you think this year is the year that one of those guys is a franchise quarterback, I kind of with them. I'm not sure that either of these guys is a franchise quarterback. So you've got the number one pick in the draft. Somebody else is going to believe that they are.
So if you can get a King's ransom.
Yeah. Then you trade down. And I was trying to look.
Like, hey, Arizona, do you want to come up and get this pick? You want to leap the Jets?
Miami.
Sure.
You know, they're a team, and because if they have a rookie quarterback, they might be able to
stomach,
you know, whether it's moving on from Tua or having him on the roster for another year as a, you know, backup or third string, like we've saw with Russell Wilson.
Let's get to Corin. You're on 97.1. What's going on? Good morning.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
How you doing?
So I know we're talking about offensive coordinator Carousel earlier, and to me, I think the best choice on the market would be John Gruden. And no one runs the play action pass game as well as he has in a very long time. You know he's not going to get another head coaching job. And he's a Super Bowl winning coach. So you know he'd be great. He was already kind of there last year. I think he'd be a great, great fit. So I was, you know, wondering what your guys' thoughts would be.
It's interesting because I know he wants to get back into coaching, and we know he's had extreme success. He was actually my coach at the Senior Bowl. And he's a guy that everybody does like to be around. So it's not – we talked about Daboll and, you know, how would that work with the personalities. I'm not sure that the – I think the personalities would match with Gruden.
13 different names. We'll get to him at 9:35. Coordinator Carousel. Coming up next, praise for the Pistons from an unlikely source. We'll play the audio. It's 97.1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call,
you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Got a first place team in the NBA, the Pistons, and constantly fighting for respect. Part of that is the way they played against the Knicks on Monday night, laying it on them. And John, we had a caller very early in yesterday's show saying, nobody's talking about the Pistons. I went to the websites of the four-letter network, and they're talking about Kevin Durant, and they're talking about Steph Curry, and how do the Knicks pick up the pieces? Nothing about the fact that the Pistons had a signature win. Well,
noted Knicks fan.
Stephen A. Smith was an unlikely source of praise. This is Stephen A. Smith from First Take.
There you go.
It's pretty bold.
It is. And I like that he said as constructed as well, because as we get closer to the trade deadline, and we had all talked about adding another shooter, they could always add something. But as constructed, they could win a championship. And earlier in that little segment that he had, I thought they were going to start playing Survivor. Eye of the Tiger, because he was talking about, you just look in their eyes. They when they take the court, they've got that look on their face. When we talk to JB, he's got that look, because JB did a bunch of stuff with them after the season last year. And and he talked about, yes, we will win. We will be there. And like all of those things are a possibility. And to start to get some of that national recognition of, hey, Cade Cunningham, he's one of the top three in the MVP race. And it's going to be SGA until it's not.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Oklahoma City until it's not. He mentioned it right there. It's Oklahoma still the favorite. But if you win the Eastern Conference and you're playing in an NBA championship, you got a chance.
So answer that question. I mean, Stephen A. Smith is the king of the hot take. Is this a hot take, or is this is reality? The Pistons, as currently constructed, can win the NBA championship. Is it a hot take, or is it the truth?
No, as he said it, right? They're not the favorite, but they don't think it's a hot take.
No, I don't think so either. I think they can win the NBA championship.
The question that I want to see answered, and we're going to have to see how this plays through the rest of the season, is can they continue to play with this intensity every single night, with the defensive intensity, with the pace that they play? We know it's a long season. Will that wear out? Will it wear Cade Cunningham out? Will he be the same in the playoffs as he is now?
Yeah, look, I think there are some clear obstacles for this team to win an NBA championship. There's a reason they're not the favorite, and it has nothing to do with the fact that OKC and San Antonio exist. It's that they have some issues, too. Like, if they get in the playoffs, they've yet to win a playoff series. Mm-hmm. Those playoff games end up in the half court. They don't have a lot of shooting, especially with some of their all-defense lineups. But yeah, they're going to be in a dogfight. They're going to fight, scratch, and claw, and they're going to play playoff basketball. They kind of already are, and they've got the best player in the Eastern Conference. So if you feel like we're going to defend you for 48 minutes and we've got the best player on the floor in any seven-game series in the East, yeah, you absolutely have a path to the NBA Finals. If you're in the NBA Finals, you got a shot to win it. You're not the favorite, but you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it. They can win the NBA championship as currently constructed.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a hot take at all.
No.
I think it's especially what we saw on Monday night. They went out there and, I use the Survivor Eye of the Tiger. They literally looked like they were bound and determined. No matter what happened, They were going to scratch claw. They were going to do anything they could to win that game, and they did.
Yeah.
They sent a huge message to the rest of the NBA.
One other obstacle is going to be when, not if, when Tatum comes back for Boston. That's a team that's won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum would challenge Cade. You know, I mean, talk about having the best player on the floor. I mean, Boston would certainly make an argument for Tatum.
Sure, but he's coming back after an Achilles injury.
I know.
And what type of player? He's still going to be really good, but he's not going to be peak Jason Tatum.
Exactly. So, look, I think the Pistons have earned this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They've earned the discussion, not to be the favorite, but to be in the mix of the next four or five teams that could win the NBA championship.
Yeah, and when you're talking about those four or five teams, I would say it's probably, you know, San Antonio, mm-hmm. it's OKC, Denver, depending on when Jokic comes back, and the Pistons.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
and then a healthy Celtics team.
And then a healthy Celtics team should be in the mix.
Yeah. So let us know. 248-539-9797. It's unlikely praise from a New York Knicks fan. Stephen A. Smith shouting out the Pistons saying, I'm afraid of them. They can win the NBA championship. Do you agree? Let's get to Heather with the news.
Hey, Jason Benetti's baseball broadcasting schedule could get even busier. So he is reportedly the top candidate to become NBC's main MLB play-by-play announcer in 2026. So NBC struck a deal with Major League Baseball to do games from 2026 through 2028, taking over some of the broadcast rights previously held by ESPN. And it sounds like Benetti is right up there as one of the top candidates. Also being reported is Kevin Brown, the play-by-play announcer with the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
He's in the possibility to take over that lead announcing job. They also say Clayton Kershaw could be an option as part of the NBC's analyst rotation.
But Benetti makes a lot of sense. He's doing national stuff with Fox. Mm-hmm. Clearly, I don't think this would stop him from doing Tiger games. It'd just be like signature broadcasts, like, you know, your Sunday night or
like
your Saturday.
It would work in his schedule.
Yeah. I think he could still do both.
Yeah. I think it'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be great for sure.
Yeah, great for him.
Hey, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you might be getting a little unexpected cash this year thanks to a $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission. So here's kind of what's going on. The FTC alleged that Amazon used deceptive sign-up and cancellation practices and basically enrolled people into Prime without actually getting like clear consent and then made it really hard for these customers to cancel. And to settle this case, Amazon agreed to pay $1.5 billion to affected customers plus a $1 billion penalty. And millions of eligible Prime members already received like automatic refunds, either through PayPal or Venmo or a check. But now the settlement has kind of entered its second phase. So Amazon and the FTC are sending out claim notices to eligible customers who didn't get that automatic refund. And then notices are expected to be received by January 23rd. Once you get them, you have about 180 days to go online and file a claim. Sounds like you can get
somewhere
up to $51 back. So it's something.
So are they going to do this through snail mail or email?
How they're going to notify you?
Yeah.
I would imagine they'd go through your email. That's connected to your account is the way to do it, unless people aren't. But that's up to you, I guess, to make sure you're checking your email. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Longtime CBS Sports college football analyst Gary Danielson was supposed to give his big farewell after the Sun Bowl last week. But he was kind of abruptly cut off when the network moved on to the next program.
Game. Yeah,
commercial break, boom, gone. Well, a lot of viewers, colleagues were kind of disappointed that they weren't able to hear his farewell and kind of thought it was a little disrespectful in a way that they wanted him to be able to say his goodbye properly.
He deserves a proper send-off.
Well, later on the Dan Patrick Show, he addressed the farewell. He took responsibility for the timing, and then he was also able to deliver his complete goodbye.
He's such a class act.
I know.
And you knew he was not going to place the blame. And, you know, they knew they had a hard out. I just wish they would have been able to get the rest of it in.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed listening to him call games. He was, one of the good ones.
An Oakland County man is feeling stress-free after winning a $1 million lottery prize. So this 30-year-old, who is going to remain anonymous, says he won $1 million after he asked his brother to grab him a ticket. So apparently his brother was playing the super raffle game, and this guy was like, hey, you know what? I'd like to play this too. Grab me a ticket. Well, he ended up winning $1 million. He has received his prize. He took the one-time lump sum payout of $693,000. He says he plans to save his winnings and hopefully also give some to his brother.
You have to, right?
Yeah.
Here's a little tip. Yeah.
How much do you give? I don't know.
What's appropriate?
I don't know. 10%?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
$60,000? Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's good.
It's fine. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe discuss that with your brother. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, a man is in police custody after he brought a gun to Romulus Middle School on Tuesday morning. Happened right before 10 a.m. This man attempted to enter the facility or the school through the main doors with the weapon. Within 3 minutes of being called to the school, police were able to arrest the suspect and secure the handgun. No injuries were reported. Obviously, an investigation is ongoing to determine the motive behind it.
Just happy that
no one was hurt. Security worked. That you can't walk right into the school. You need to be buzzed in. And that's when the secretary realized there's something going on here. So thankfully, everything worked.
Heather with the news. Coming up next, the Lions have an opening officially at offensive coordinator, parting ways with John Morton yesterday. We'll play coordinator carousel. It's 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.